Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Unlike human death, economic collapse is not inevitable. However, the U.S. economy has long been on a trajectory towards such massive change that collapse is not too strong a word. Our country has squandered its post-World War II prosperity, much of it on investments unsuited to the 21st century. The U.S. overextended itself, building a system of interstate highways and smaller roads and bridges that neither the states nor the federal government can seem to find the money to maintain. As oil production reaches a peak and then declines, those suburbs that are not abandoned will be sparsely occupied, with lawns turned into mini-farms. Proud family McMansions will be subdivided into apartments by owners who can't afford to live in them alone. People will be concentrated along rail or bus lines, and those left living in the countryside will be isolated, their trips to town infrequent at best. What's the best way to spend our money as the industrial economy and whole patterns of living are dramatically rearranged? Not on bailing out automakers, as Congress just allocated $25 billion towards. We need strong investment in efficiency, converting to renewable energy, strengthening local agriculture, better rail and other public transit, and anything that builds stronger communities and protects the most vulnerable. Personal investment in preparedness is important, too. Warren Buffett thinks this is a time to invest $5 billion in Goldman Sachs. Me? I finally ordered that cider press I'd been eyeing. And I'm thinking of joining the co-op formed by some neighbors for a small-scale dry bean thresher and winnower. And I'm learning local wild edibles at Wisdom of the Herb School, and using permaculture design principles to turn our yard into a woodland garden. I'd like to see financial collapse treated as an opportunity for neighbors to help neighbors, for communities to meet the challenge of providing essential goods and services for themselves. And I'd like to see us sing and dance and laugh together as we make the transition. If we're going to change almost everything about our lives, we might as well have some fun doing it.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.